Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author, available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
knows where I belong.
Where the Truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if get yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. You're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do you do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just
want to
be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you
want to
be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nail through my head, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was.
What you think that I can be? I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea, oh, ooh, the master of my sea, oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took me, shook me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones. Amen.
And today, on the Voice of Joy Gospel Ministries, the message before we bring in Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr. You know, there's something interesting about the messages that are written from a point of view of for you to think how far we've come. The Voice of Joy, trust God, knowing where and how strong your trust in the Creator is based on your faith. As you grow within your understanding of how to trust, you have the power inside of you from the beginning at birth. As a result, find your thoughts less confusing about your faith and trust. You find fewer thoughts about what can be in your life and what is in your life. To know your faith is different from guessing what level of faith and trust you have. Today's message is being brought to you by Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr., pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located in Memphis, Tennessee at 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38114. And if you're in the Memphis area, we invite you to join us in person at 1608 South Cooper Street. Our worship begins on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And you can also catch us on Facebook Live every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And if you want to sow a seed into the ministry, you can send a check to 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee. Or if you have a cash app, you can cash tag us for money, $MOODYMEM. As we prepare to celebrate Mother's Day this afternoon, dedication comes from the wisdom of Solomon. As found in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 and verses 25 through 31. And so resting our hats on that 30th verse this morning, afternoon, as we celebrate and recognize Mother's Day, just for a few moments, let me lift for a thought. Ain't nothing like mama. Let me say that again. Ain't nothing like mama. All across the country on tomorrow, you will probably hear this song played, I Always Love My Mama, by the Intruders. You know the words. I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Sometimes I feel so bad when I think about all the things I used to do. How mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes. I never understood how mama made it through the week, but she never ever got a good night's sleep. Talking about mama, she's one of a kind. Talking about mama, you got yours and I got mine. Talking about mama, oh, hey, mama. Hey, mama, my heart belongs to you. I will always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. But how many of us really paid attention to the rest of that phrase? You only get one. You only get one, yeah. As you celebrate Mother's Day on tomorrow, I realize this day might be painful for some of us whose mothers have gone to glory. But I come to you prayerfully this afternoon to lift up those of you who are dealing with the loss of your mother. Some for the first time, and for others whose mothers might have been lost years ago but still feel the pain from the loss. I just want you to know that all is not lost, because you can take those precious moments, those good times, those lessons that they gave you, and use them in being a mother to someone just like you. Also, I want you to know that from those lessons that your mother gave you while you were living are not lost, because that you cherish those precious moments. Allow them to be seen in how you live the day. This day is not about that chocolate candy we might be giving. This day is not about all those nice cards that we have sent or will be exchanging on tomorrow. This day is not really about those gifts that we bought to give mama. This day is not about those fancy restaurants that we'll be taking our mothers to tomorrow. Although those things are nice and thoughtful, this afternoon, brothers and sisters, is really about giving God the praise for those God-fearing mothers who gave us, who helped shape and mold us, and who we are today. So we come and recognize mothers, because mothers are the glue that holds the family together. And let me talk to some young folks who might be listening for a moment. As we celebrate Mother's Day, As you look at what's taking place in the world today in regards to how some young folks treat their mothers with disrespect, I want this to sink in that you only get one biological mother, and thus we should be thankful for her and not take it for granted, because there's somebody who wishes that their mother was here to talk to. There's somebody here, they had a mother, wish they had a mother who cared. Deuteronomy 5 and 16 reminds us, honor your father and your mother as your Lord, your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land in which the Lord your God gives you. But it doesn't stop there. Exodus 20 and 12 reminds us the same thing. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land that the Lord God gives you. And for those who say this, oh, that's in the Old Testament, and we're not under the law but under grace, watch this. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3 records, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may be long lived on earth. And here's a warning to the young folks, because respect goes a long way. Matthew's Gospel 15, 3 and 4 records, for God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Some of us might be wondering why some of our young boys and girls are leaving here at an alarming rate. Well, when we don't honor our mothers, when we disrespect our mothers with our defiant attitudes, when we call our mothers out of their names, the text tells us, he who curses mothers, we're talking about Mother's Day, then it's recorded, let him be put to death. Oh, I hope I just helped somebody this morning. Ain't nothing like mama. Mothers want the best for their children. I'm reminding of the mother, the sons of Zebedee approaching Jesus and asking if their sons could be seated on the left and the right hand of God. Now, even though according to the text, she didn't know what she was asking, it was noble to want the best for her sons. And so as we come to celebrate and recognize Mother's Day, whether they be our biological mothers, whether they be our stepmothers, whether they be our grandmothers who raised us for one reason or another, whether it be someone in the community we call mom, who is our surrogate mother, whether it be those church mothers who helped mold and shape us, or even corrected us when we acted up, let us give thanks to God for all mothers. Let us give thanks to God for seeing fit to create mothers. Let us give thanks to Mary, who is always actually considered the most well-known mother. Thanks to her for heeding God's call in a dream to bear and carry and birth God's only begotten son. And we find words of wisdom imparted to us in Proverbs 31, being told by King Lemuel, by his mother, as he gives us examples of behaviors and characteristics of God-fearing mother. On this context this afternoon, the behaviors and characteristics of God-fearing mother that we might honor and praise all mothers, reminding us that if we have a virtuous woman, man, or if we have a God-fearing mother, the text tells us she is worth more than rubles. In other words, if you're a husband and you have a virtuous wife, consider yourself blessed, because no amount of money in the world can do her justice. But let me stay on track. If we're blessed to have a God-fearing mother, then it should be recognized that to have a God-fearing mother is priceless and a blessing, and thus we should honor and respect our mothers. But that's not all. But we continue reading the text, we find that all of us who are blessed, because whether we have a virtuous wife, men, or whether we have a God-fearing mother, we've got to give thanks to God. Take a trip down memory lane, if you will, for a moment, and think about coming up as a child, and think about those times when you got in trouble. The first name we called was Mama. It was Mama that sacrificed for us so that we could have something to eat, oftentimes not eating herself just so we could eat. Think back to those times when she worked two or three jobs sometimes just so we had decent clothes to wear or to make sure we had a roof over our head. Anybody had a mother who feed anybody who came to the house that was hungry or who might have needed clothing and once a year would give your clothes that you couldn't wear anymore to someone who needed something to wear? This is why we're celebrating Mother's Day, to give praise to God, to give honor, to show our love for those God-fearing mothers in our life. We find that God gave mothers wisdom and strength to endure the obstacles of life that we should face. And men, here's a heads up. Let's not think for 1 minute that we're stronger than a woman. Let's not fool with ourselves. We may be physically stronger, but this morning, this afternoon, know that our wives, our mothers were and are able to bear children. They're strong. To be able to carry a child for 9 months, brothers, we are strong enough. But watch this. For a mother in this day and time to be able to work a full-time job, come home and take care of a household, to raise our children takes strength that some of us don't have. We complain about one job. God knew what he was doing. Now, so that nobody leaves thinking of saying that mothers are just tough. Mothers who fear the Lord also have compassion for others, empathy for others. They understand other folks' situations. Mothers who fear the Lord also have a kind heart for others. We need to know that even when it appears our mothers are being mean to us by offering the right of correction, when they are giving us what seems like advice or direction we didn't want to hear, know that mama did it out of love. There ain't nothing like mama. They have love in their hearts for all of God's children. Ain't nothing like mama. That's compassionate in their hearts. So we should honor mothers, not just on Mother's Day, but every day we live. Then our days will be long according to God's word. If we honor our mothers, not just on Mother's Day, but every day, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives and we will dwell in the house of the Lord. So as I close, I leave you with a poem, author unknown. A mother's love is more compassionate than we will ever know. A mother's love has taught us to know when it's there. A mother's love is overwhelming when we need it the most. A mother's love lets us know she cares and teaches us to appreciate it. A mother's love is tough at times when we realize that's how it's meant to be. A mother's love is heroic to us in the face of fear, and she always stands by us. A mother's love remains eternal like the heart of God, never to leave us. A mother's love is ageless. And see it all. A mother's love will never change. Ain't nothing like mama. Gracious God, we thank you for the mothers you've given us. We thank you for the mothers who've nurtured us. We thank you for the mothers who are nurturing someone right now that maybe not even their biological child. Lord, we ask you to cover all mothers. Give them the strength to continue to endure the race that they're running. Continue to show love to those who are in their care, Lord. But we thank you for our mothers. Give them strength and peace on this day. Let them be shown a lot of love on this day. As we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, amen and amen.
love. I never knew there was so much love. Keeping me warm night and day. When I need you, I just close my eyes. And you're right here by my side. Keeping me warm night and day.
I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water, no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the light where the sky used to see, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. Just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island. So maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong, I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes, and it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me.
proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry. Created by founder, Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.